This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. As of me speaking to you right now, the presidential race has still not been called for either Trump or Vice President, former Vice President Joe Biden. And it doesn't matter, because regardless of whether the hopelessly corrupted political press deems either candidate to have attained the requisite 270 Electoral College votes, this battle is just beginning. And you should gird yourself for this. I've been having to go back in the Chinese war type philosophy. Finally, I found Lao Tzu, who advises that the very best fighter is the calm mind. So, I'm trying to implement that. All summer, while we were sitting in the house, locked away, it became clear that Democratic activists throughout the country were going to try to change election laws midstream to provide for mass mail-in voting, the likes of which the Republic has never seen. Conservatives and other defenders of a secure and durable franchise pointed out any number of obvious problems. How could we ensure that only duly registered active voters in a certain precinct receive ballots? What about photo ID, signature validations, postmark dates? All of this, of course, in a country with a long history of voter fraud. Younger readers would do well to Google Box 13 scandal involving Lyndon Johnson's 1948 Senate race. In early September, Hillsdale College lecturer and former Trump administration official Michael Anton published an eye-opening essay at the Claremont Institute's American Mind site entitled The Coming Coup. Anton quoted a leaked report from a war game simulation consisting of Democrats and never-Trump Republicans to play out the 2020 presidential election. In that simulation, John Podesta, former White House Chief of Staff to President Bill Clinton, was assigned the role of Biden. Podesta refused to concede, pressured states that Trump clearly carried to actually send Democratic electors to the Electoral College, and contented himself with entrusting the military to handle the rest of the funny business. A coup, that is, by any other name. And the question now facing Republicans is, if the Democrats intend to effectuate a nonviolent coup, would they have done anything differently since Tuesday evening? Now, early in the evening, it was immediately obvious that the polls were yet again wildly off. Trump won Florida, the most quintessential of swing states. Normally, with the way the Republican Party was faring in the House and in the Senate, so too would the president. And Florida is one of those states where when you win Florida, it's done. And when he won Florida, he had big leads in all the other states that matter, in all of the blue wall. And he won Florida this time by a wider margin than he had in 2016. And he decisively prevailed in Ohio, the nation's other paradigmatic swing state and historic decider of hotly contested elections. He barely lost Wisconsin and Michigan, we're told, despite purportedly reliable pollsters assuring us the week before the election that Biden would prevail in each state by double digits. Numerous outlets called Arizona early for Biden, an indefensible call in which what will be a nail-biter of a finish. Shortly after it was clear that Trump had Florida and Ohio on the bag, things turned problematic. Vote counting was oddly halted in parts of Georgia, North Carolina, Nevada, and the three blue wall states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Even more peculiarly, on consecutive nights in states where Trump led on election night, large tranches of votes were mysteriously found. As Harvard Law School professor and Twitter wit Adrian Vermilli put it, kids, not sure if you knew this, but missing ballots have magical properties that make them visible only between midnight and 6 a.m. Unbelievably, we are reliably informed from Nate Silver's 538 site that one tranche of mysteriously found 23,000 plus overnight votes in Philadelphia were all for Biden. And listen, you don't have to be John Lott. You don't have to have a doctoral degree in advanced statistics to understand that is simply an impossibility. I mean, Kanye West was getting votes, people. This is around the same time, furthermore, that Democrats in Philadelphia actively sought legal recourse to prevent Republican poll watchers from being properly able to observe vote tabulation. There's other examples, too. In Milwaukee, for instance, seven voting wards reportedly hit more votes. They reported more votes in the presidential election than they had registered voters on file. Now, there is a possibility that in the end, that all of this will have been revealed to be perfectly kosher. But Republicans might be forgiven for harboring some deep skepticism. The message from the Democrat media complex seems to be, trust us, while one-party Democratic political machine cities seek legal recourse to prevent Republicans from properly observing vote tabulation, while we report that votes found in the wee hours of the morning all went to Biden. We should not receive this message well. Democrats this cycle are far likelier to vote by mail, and Republicans are far likelier to vote in person on Election Day, so perhaps it makes some degree of sense that initial voting leads for Trump in certain jurisdictions might be countered by ballots later found for Biden. But it is time for the Republican Party and conservative lawyers across the country to rally like never before to ensure that each and every vote cast and tabulated is a legitimate one. And it's time for the Department of Justice to get more involved than it has thus far. There are no other viable options, certainly not in an election of this profound magnitude. And I'll say this, legitimately, if Joe Biden wins the presidential race, legitimately, I'm going to have a lot of questions about that, but if it were proven to me that every vote that he, all these found tranches of votes, if that was all legitimate, okay, I might be amazed at the statistical improbability that that might happen, but, okay, but I don't feel it. I don't feel this in my gut. Most of the time I've sat back and said, oh, yeah, this really happened, and oh, yes, this really, no, I don't feel it this way. Thus far, the Supreme Court's inaction on election law matters this cycle has not inspired confidence. They should not be involved yet anyway. The political calculus of the all-too-political Chief Justice John Roberts seems to have been that a Biden landslide would exculpate the court's decisions not to halt dubious last-minute election law changes in states like Pennsylvania and North Carolina. But the Biden landslide did not happen. So it's time now for conservative lawyers and the Republican Party at large to mobilize and do their job to secure the integrity of the election results across a myriad of closely contested states. And for those who espouse a desire to unite our ever-fractious polity, it would seem natural to support all measures to ensure that only valid ballots have indeed been counted. If we did all of this, okay, maybe I might listen to a little unity talk. It's not happening. We'll see what we get. Don't hold your breath. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers. fires that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now then, I've told you repeatedly that polls don't matter. That's actually not correct. The last poll does matter, because the last poll is the count, which is now nearly as questionable to me as the polls. And some people, everybody I know, and I don't mean this in a bad way, because this is the only information we have to work with. Everybody I know paid attention to the polls. As of Thursday morning, the popular vote margin was 50% Joe Biden and 48% Donald Trump. But the closing polls, right, showed Biden at 50%, Trump at 39%. NBC News, Biden 52%, Trump 42%. Fox News, Biden 52%, Trump 44%. CNN, likely voters, Biden 54%, Trump 42%. Real Clear Politics average, Biden up by 7.2%. On October 28th, the ABC News Washington poll preposterously posited Biden was leading Trump by 17 points in Wisconsin, 57% to 40%. And the actual margin of his lead as of Thursday was 0.7%. Now ask yourself, if you're going to favor either one of these candidates, could these polls affect your decision on whether to vote? It is designed to affect your decision on whether to vote. It should never, ever, 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 ever affect your decision to vote. Absolutely not. Never, ever base your decision on whether to vote on pre-election polling. When you compare the actual vote count, these polls become the fakest of news. They are completely and totally worthless as measurements of the electorate. I don't care what Nate Silver says. They are damaging the legitimacy of our democracy. They're not helping it. And when they're this off base, they lead both sides of the divide, feeling the system is rigged. And that's interesting, isn't it? Because right now you see the Democrats not learning from 2016 themselves, because they were the ones that got absolutely slam-bamboozled in 2016. Everybody there, including Hillary Clinton and everybody on her staff and everybody else, they all believe the polls. They had the champagne corks halfway out of the bottles. And then, when it became apparent, because nobody thought Trump could pull this off, when it became, so they didn't have any of this stuff in place like they do now. They've had 4 years to get some of this stuff in place. Don't kid yourself on that. I have no substantiation of saying that, but, you know, just a hunch. At 9 o'clock on election night, when Florida went, everybody knew then. Then Ohio went. So, and the Democrats today, right now the Democrats today are in complete disarray. The House was supposed to turn into, it was supposed to be a big blue wave. It wasn't. They were supposed to take the Senate easily. They haven't. They actually have caused a couple of runoffs and everything in Georgia and everything, but I'm pretty sure Purdue is going to win, and when that happens, we do have control of the Senate, although a few people I know are trying to be overly cautious. But what's obviously rigged here are the polls. They're easily categorized as an alternative reality. It's hard not to see intentional rigging rather than some kind of accidental bias. I have an implied bias. I am for anything that's for your freedom. So that means I'm for gun rights, and I'm for transparency and small government and, letting capitalism and all, baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. I'm for all that stuff. And that's my bias. But unfortunately, people, and I think some of these people should know better, everybody, including conservatives who don't trust the media, make political and journalistic decisions based on these badly concocted polls. This is, in fact, the political equivalent of the Tide Pod Challenge, people. And maybe you just can't blame the pollsters. We know Republicans might seem to alternate between complaining they never get called by pollsters, and when they do, then they hang up on the pollster. Gun owners. They don't trust the pollsters, so they don't tell them. They hang up on them. We could suspect that many gun owners, Trump supporters, and people like that lie about their preference if they take a survey. But we also know that these flocks of leftist pollsters stack their turnout models to their taste of who the people are, or should be, and that we end up with a shoddy result like a 12-point gap among likely voters. Meghan McCain. And I'm not a big fan of Meghan McCain. I don't have a whole lot against her. I just don't sit back and go, wow, Meghan McCain. Meghan McCain got out there and proclaimed on Twitter, modern American polling is dead and modern American pollsters should find another vocation so they can stop wasting all of our collective time and helping to gaslight the media and American public. And think about this. Think about all the polls that have been done on Trump in the last 2 years. Do you question those now? McCain added, at what point is our collective media going to accept just how out of touch with the majority of the country they are? I predict they won't. They will just quadruple down rather than accept, learn, and try to actually represent so many of the voters they so clearly disdain. Pollsters assume that you are leftist. They've spent 5 years churning out surveys suggesting Trump was unelectable. They were wrong in 2016, but that didn't even slow them down a little bit. And 9 days before Election Day, NBC News White House correspondent Jeff Bennett tried to soothe the leftist panic about the pollsters possibly getting it wrong again. And that was a spoonful of fake sugar. He said Biden's lead is bigger than Clinton's was, edging out Trump nationally and in nearly every battleground state. Trump is facing the worst polling position for a president since seeking re-election since George H.W. Bush in 1992. All of these pollsters, as far as the attention we give them, I will tell you the last attention we should give them. We should all assemble in a forensic theater and watch somebody do an autopsy on the polling industry. That's how much attention we should give them, because they are no longer trustworthy. They're just part of the deep state now themselves. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden has a lead of just over 12,000 votes in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. As the ballots continue to be counted in the Keystone State, Pennsylvania Republican State Senator Jake Corman says recent rule changes are leading to confusion in his state.
You know, by changing the rules, as this Secretary of State has done, and by extension the governor, it's unfortunate because what we wanted was a result that everyone could believe in, no matter whether President Trump, whether it was Joe Biden. They've done such a great disservice by all their shenanigans through this process that even if, say, Joe Biden hypothetically was the winner, half the population here in Pennsylvania is not going to believe it.
President Trump in a statement saying, "We believe the American people deserve to have full transparency into all vote counting and election certification, and that this is no longer about any single election." You're listening to USA Radio News. The unemployment rate is down to 6.9% following the latest jobs report. The Labor Department says 638,000 jobs were added in the month of October. Analysts were only predicting 530,000 jobs to be added. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow believes,
"Glad the economy's coming back. There's still hardship out there. I get that. When you see 6.9% unemployment down from whatever, 14.5% 6 months ago, America's going back to work. I think our policies have been very sound, and I'm glad folks are going back to work."
Former Vice President Joe Biden has a slim lead in Georgia over President Trump. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger saying, though, there will be a recount. Georgia also waiting for up to 8,000 military ballots. Biden is set to address the nation on Friday night. No word as far as what he will exactly be talking about. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the Salute line, militia line, Providence, Reformation. Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. So our election is in question. You've got all manner of Democratic subterfuge taking place in the recounts. We don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. In the interim, there are a few people looking ahead and trying to, well, they're bemoaning what a Joe Biden presidency would mean and looking ahead at all the disasters he would deliver. And let's look at that, shall we? Now, one of the parlor games taking place right now is how long Joe will remain in power before succumbing to mental infirmary and then giving the resolute desk to Kamala Harris. Some think it's a matter of months. But let's play devil's advocate and extend that to allow him time to place his cabinet and install preferred names in various offices. And let's give this a year. Moving past this possibility lets us analyze things as if Joe manages to remain at the helm. There's been a lot of talk made about his extreme plans and promises, but take into consideration the totality of Tuesday's results. There's always too much focus placed on the lone figure in the White House, as if he is omnipotent. We know this because of all the stuff that was put against Trump by both sides, including the media. Apart from the challenge at the top, the GOP actually performed very well in the election, and there are some reasons to be upbeat. We do have a couple of challenges ahead in the Senate, but Mitch McConnell's on this game, and they're looking to retain all this stuff. And we're going to be in the 210 plus in the House of Representatives. So, with all this in mind, let's take a look at what we might expect from a Biden administration. Now, McConnell's reelection and holding on to the Senate means that as he remains in place as Senate leader, and he promises to be a massive check against the Biden extremism. And what is more likely to happen if the Republicans keep the Senate is stasis. And I got no problem with stasis. Sometimes the best thing to do is nothing, and gridlock is rarely a bad thing. Two of the biggest threats many saw of a Biden arrival would be the extreme moves made to entrench Democrat power in D.C., like court packing and delivering statehood to Puerto Rico, District of Columbia. Both of these are intended to give the Democrats more control. They want to place leftist justices and provide additional seats in the Senate. And both efforts will be a long shot, if not impossible, without Senate help. And these are also seen as extreme steps to alter the makeup of the government, and that could mean difficulty even getting the needed support of the Democrat politicians. A lot of the Democrats are tired of some of this messaging. And as for the courts, McConnell has made that sector his priority over the past 4 years, and he's not about to permit a massive alteration, as has been proposed. One of my big fears is the energy policy, the Green New Deal. That fiasco of a pipe dream from the extremist wing of the party was a hot issue he tried to avoid on the campaign, but he's out there saying he's going to put us back into the Paris Climate Accords, too. But if you look at his website, the Green New Deal is part of his very framework, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is actually going to run its energy plan. This would be a behemoth economy killer of a proposal which will be ripped to shreds in the chambers before ever coming to a vote. And even then, passing the bill will be like trying to shove a rhino through a revolving door. Its prospects are very dim without a compliant Congress to usher it through. And the side effects of the plan, like his desire to curtail oil drilling and fracking, are also going to be tough sells. Candidates love to announce what they intend to do in their first days in office, and then they always ignore the need to have bicameral support. And, of course, the constant threat of that has come into vogue the past few administrations is to have the president go to the route of executive orders to push through preferred specifics. That would most likely be the only way he could do that. So how many will be the big unknown? The economy. Many fears, many of which are valid, that a Biden budget will decimate the once roaring and now returning economy. He would benefit from the fact we're still in recovery mode and in his early months will be experiencing strong growth as we come out of a pandemic shutdown, if we're allowed to do that. The question will be how much this would shield the policies he puts in place that ultimately shackle the economy. He wants to raise taxes on those making $400,000 a year and raise the corporate tax rates. And he also wants to eliminate the Trump tax cuts, which will affect far greater workers than his targeted wealthy. But the budget is actually written by Congress, and if there's more GOP voices in the crafting stage, as well as a willingness of the Senate to reject harsh budgets, there's going to be some compromise they're going to have to hammer out. And will Biden's budgets be any good? No. Foreign policy. This is where the Democrats come into play because they want everybody to like us, and much will be made about restoring our standing in the international community, but we are actually on rather solid ground right now, and very little mention of Trump's foreign policy, which has been very, very, solid. We haven't seen anything out of Vladimir Putin. Is Joe going to be able to say the same, or will Putin challenge his resolve? We'll see. Then there's the specter of an early exit by Biden, seeing him turning over the keys to Kamala Harris, and she has already revealed a more extreme approach to certain policies, and this is going to lead to only more pushback politically. She could even face a challenge gathering enough support from her own party, because nobody, when I say nobody likes her, I mean nobody likes her. Now, she came in fourth place in California, and that's where she serves out of. Harris is not a politician with any built-in gravitas. A more extreme agenda from a less influential figure means that resistance is even more likely to happen than would be seen with Biden. So overall, I would prefer to see a coalition of conservative power in D.C. A Biden presidency is not an automatic disaster. And if it is revealed he rose to power through subversive electoral means, then the will to oppose him on the Hill will become even greater. That's the thing. And I'm just going to say this again. A Biden presidency, for various things, especially in my business, is actually good. But I don't want it to be good. Got enough fights in the Second Amendment fight without having to actually go head-to-head with somebody that wants to take the Second Amendment away from us. I want what's best for the country. You should want what's best for the country. I'm not interested in being right. I'm interested in winning. and that's not the same thing as what they're doing, okay? That's not the same thing as what they're doing. There's a lot of people out there right now trying to be big thinkers, trying to tell me what the morals should be, trying to tell me what the legitimacy should be. No. No, it's not that simple, I'm sorry. Not that simple at all. More on this when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are in anxious throes trying to sort out exactly who is the president. And America's campaign law lawyers, the nation turns its lonely eyes to you. And as the Democrats yank trash bags full of misplaced ballots out of downtown Philly dumpsters, we can glean a few results out of the election tallies that don't involve the electoral laurel wreath of the 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And the big takeaway of the night was the Republicans are poised. They won big. The Democrats lost spectacularly so. And the cephalology profession is now dead. And to the first point, GOP candidates didn't just perform better than expected. The party as a whole is poised to make larger gains in the future. We have the youth. We have a deep bench. Holding the Senate circumscribes a President Biden agenda from the get-go. Stoppage alone would have justified a conservative beano on election night. But Republicans picked up at least six of the House of Representative seats with the possibility of further gains. It's actually turning out to be, I think it's going to be 14. And these unexpected captures weren't in bleak areas of rolling farmland. Many took place in suburban enclaves that were supposed to house the Democrats' new gentry base. Every overpaid, bespectacled, pot-bellied pollster prognosticated a route in reverse, a further Democratic reclamation of the white picket fence. We'll learn why soon enough, but it would seem craftsmen housewives didn't appreciate the 1619 project jammed in their children's heads during Zoom class as much as the New York Times editorial team thinks. Or as one NPR reporter speculated, maybe Stepford wives just want their damn kids out of the house and back scribbling notes off a real chalkboard. then they're the Democrats, whose failure contributed to their rivals' gains. Hyped up and flattered into thinking a federal trifecta was imminent by party heads and media scribes, they flunked their big test. They sloughed exurban districts. But even more incisive, it's not totally clear why. Was it the hyper-focus on racial and sexual identity that drove the well-to-do voters away? Maybe it was that socialist stalking horse of Biden's public option for health insurance. Or it could have been the Pomo argle bargle about white supremacy and George Washington being a proto-Klansman. You have any doubts about that? Look at the headlines from the Dem-friendly outlets, like, Biden looks screwed even if he wins, via Ryan Leza of Politico. The 2020 election has brought progressives to the brink of catastrophe, courtesy of New York's Eric Levitz. The left just got crushed from Damon Linker. Matt Iglesias, whose orthodoxy skew from into un-territory on occasion, put his sweaty thumb right on Tuesday's open wound. Trump's gains with Hispanic voters should prompt some progressive rethinking. The Democrats lost on their home territory, which is the fiefdom of identity. And despite 5 years and running of being called a color-hating, slavery-aspiring, George Wallace-idolizing, unreconstructed bigot, Trump improved on his standing among minorities, gaining more votes from blacks and Hispanics compared to 2016. And in fact, the only demographic Trump lost ground with was those accursed white guys. And this is not what was supposed to happen. The Democratic playbook of screaming racist, racist, racist till you're blue in the face floundered in actual practice. Journalists of leftist persuasion have recognized the turkey of a tactic. But what about the lawmakers? And they're smarting despite being under... Are they smarting despite being under the White House's portico a few feet from the doors? And the answer to that is affirmative, according to the inside source. DCCC chairwoman Sheree Bustos said in a private call to members, something went wrong here across the entire political world. Representative Abigail Spanberger, who represents a moderate Virginia district, reportedly chewed out her colleagues for nearly tanking her campaign with defund police messaging. House Whip Jim Clyburn didn't couch his words in PC politic talk. If we're going to run on Medicare for all, defund the police, socialized medicine, we're not going to win. The only Democrat with a sunny side up outlook is Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, insisting the party had a big win. She can act that well because her face is full of Botox. So you get to admire her skills. She's got right up with a smile on her face despite tumbling from the balance beam while juggling the Democratic Socialist dreams of her caucus with a clear-eyed pragmatism. A confident public face is a leadership necessity. AOC and the uber-progressive squad can be balled out behind closed doors. The presidency is the bug light of politics, but if you're able to peer around it, the paths of the two major parties can be discerned. Republicans would be foolish to abandon the populist-nationalist admixture that he goosed them with. And Democrats can look forward to more losses if they continue to support, materially and otherwise, Antifa and the urban rioters. Trump despiser Andrew Sullivan summed it up what's looking like the 2020 eventual outcome. Biden wins, wokeness loses, Trumpism wins. Not that it matters, but Vegas odds on Republicans taking back the House in 2022 just got pumped. And as far as those political handicappers who got it all wrong again, there's nothing left to say other than to ignore them, which most of us already do. The human ordinators were like Olympic sprinters who tripped halfway through the race in 2016, had 4 years to train and better themselves to avoid the same mistake. And then they tripped in the same place again. Fell right on their faces. And let's not watch them get up. Even better, let's not help them get up. As I'm sitting here, I'm being hammered by a few people that are saying that it's terrible, it's horrible. It isn't. It definitely is not ideal. But you know what? America, if this does happen, then it happened on our watch. Now, you, like me, you got up, you went out, you voted. Depending on where you live, you probably voted, and it was probably an honest count. The Democrats everybody, well, when they start talking the unity talk, I'm not going to be listening. I'm not going to be cooperative. I'm looking forward to pain. Yeah. And I hope, I expect it. For all of these idiots out there that voted for Biden, right? And I mean this in, the most sincere way. What do you think he's going to do that he hasn't already tried to do? And how do you think he's going to do it? Because we didn't elect a king. If that were the case, Trump would be the most successful president in history. Because nobody ever helped him do anything, not even the Republicans. Not till recently. Not till the Senate started getting all these judicial things done. So, we'll see. We're going to see. Like I said, there's a long way for this to go. And I'm patient. But we've all been down this path before. Maybe not this bad, but we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.